News in brief with Press TV. Three U.S.-led foreign soldiers have been killed in eastern Afghanistan. NATO says the service members died in a bomb attack. No further information has been provided by Western Military Alliance. More than 540 U.S.-led soldiers, most of them American, have been killed in Afghanistan so far this year. And at least five more people have been killed by Yemeni regime forces in the southern city of Taiz. The latest death toll pushes to 30 the total number of people killed in the city since Thursday. Troops loyal to outgoing ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh have been shelling Taiz for 5 days now. U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta has urged Israel to end its growing isolation in the Middle East. Panetta said Tel Aviv should take diplomatic steps to address the issue. He also highlighted Washington's commitment to safeguarding Israel's security. Israel has launched numerous wars against regional countries during the past decades. And Russia is gearing up for parliamentary elections on Sunday. Seven political parties will compete for 450 seats in the lower house known as the State Duma. According to the Central Electoral Committee, there are about 110 million voters. The next State Duma will be in office for 5 years. U.S. police have reportedly used around a dozen undercover detectives to infiltrate the Occupy Los Angeles camp. The officers are said to have tried to blend in with protesters and learn about their plans to resist or use weapons against police. In southern Peru, violent clashes have erupted between police and locals protesting the extension of a prison close to their town. One man was killed and 20 people were injured. Rock-throwing protesters blocked a major highway while police fired tear gas. Locals say the prison has led to increased crime in their neighborhood. Serbia and Kosovo have agreed to jointly manage their border crossings, one of the most contentious issues between them. The agreement was reached at EU-mediated talks, paving the way for Serbia's eventual membership into the bloc. Serbia does not recognize Kosovo's independence. The border has recently been the scene of violent clashes. And researchers in Brazil have developed a new non-genetically modified purple tomato, which may help prevent cancer, heart attacks, and degenerative diseases. The new breed is a hybrid between the common tomato, Chilean tomato, and a wild tomato in Galapagos Islands. Researchers say the purple tomato is richer in nutrients.